The more important fundamental laws and facts of physical science have all been discovered, and these are now so firmly established that the possibility of their ever being supplanted in consequence of new discoveries is exceedingly remote," said the American physicist Albert Michelson in 1899. "Our future discoveries," he argued, "must be looked for in the sixth place of decimals." Many shared Michelson's view of a physics of decimal places, believing that any unsolved problems represented little challenge to established physics and would sooner or later yield to time-honored theories and principles. James Clerk Maxwell, the 19th century's greatest theoretical physicist, had warned as early as 1871 against such complacency. "This characteristic of modern experiments, that they consist principally of measurements, is so prominent that the opinion seems to have got abroad that in a few years all the great physical constants will have been approximately estimated, and that the only occupation which will be left to men of science will be to carry on these measurements to another place of decimals." Maxwell pointed out that the real reward for the labor of careful measurement was not greater accuracy, but the discovery of new fields of research and the development of new scientific ideas. The discovery of the quantum was the result of just such a labor of careful measurement. In the 1890s, some of Germany's leading physicists were obsessively pursuing a problem that had long vexed them. What was the relationship between the temperature, the range of colors, and the intensity of light emitted by a hot iron poker? It seemed a trivial problem compared to the mystery of X-rays and radioactivity that had physicists rushing to their laboratories and reaching for their notebooks. But for a nation forged only in 1871, the quest for the solution to the hot iron poker, or what became known as the black body problem, was intimately bound up with the need to give the German lighting industry a competitive edge against its British and American competitors. But try as they might, Germany's finest physicists could not solve it. In 1896, they thought they had, only to find within a few short years that new experimental data proved that they had not. It was Max Planck who solved the blackbody problem, at a cost. The price was the quantum.